From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister said Friday that Uzbekistan's president, Islam Karimov, has died. However, the Uzbek government said the leader is only in critical condition. Reuters has quoted three diplomatic sources saying Karimov has died.
Uzbekistan's president, Islam Karimov, has died of a stroke at the age of 78. He was in power for more than a quarter of a century. Karimov was long criticized by the West and human rights groups for his authoritarian style of leadership. Critics say he used torture to maintain his grip on power. But the Uzbek leader saw himself as the protector of the Central Asian nation of 32 million, particularly against the threat of Islamist militants.
That was Ashram Fahim reporting. The Associated Press reports that a top Kyrgyz diplomat and an Afghan government official says the leaders of their countries have been invited to a funeral for Karimov on Saturday. The streets of Libreville remained deserted Friday following protests, violent clashes, buildings set ablaze as the opposition reacted to news that Ali Bin Bongo was reelected president of Gabon earlier this week. Residents are afraid to go out and streets are closed, paralyzing food transport across the country. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested across the country. The interior minister also confirmed the deaths of three people. Opposition leader Jean Ping said his campaign has evidence the election was rigged and plans to present it to Gabon's constitutional court. People in the southeastern U.S. are bracing for torrential rains and possible flooding from a storm that came ashore earlier Friday as Hurricane Hermine. The storm is closing in on South Carolina, where residents are being warned of what to expect.
This afternoon,